Builder Papo Katoa. No, my hockey, my anō. I again also want to congratulate how people have been absorbing information, and again want to congratulate every single person that had a go at the different whakamātoutou at the tests. Good on you. Wow, those are some really dynamic results and percentages, and it gives me a lot of hope and positivity to think that we'll be able to hit the ground running next year in terms of things like this. Now, I did talk about possible times when it might be possible, when it will be possible for us to get together. Meaning those of us that the schools, the people that, if we're talking about going on a Ngāti Kahu journey, and we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, how might we do a journey around the area? I encourage everyone to start in your own local area first. Talk to the marae closest to you, to your own hapu, to the different schools in the different area. In our area of Ngāti Kahu, I encourage you to start there and look at those places. Before I go and diverge too much more into that area, I do want to pull back and to congratulate the people that have come onto this course from week one right through to tonight to compare, to contrast, to learn, to share. No doubt you would have gone through the whole plethora of emotions. And that is our desire, to inspire, to compare, to contrast with you, to provoke, and to ask where and might we be effective as educators, given that education is such a political act. If you look at critical thinkers and how a critical thinker is formed, a lot of that can be contributed and we can feed into that as educators, as the people standing in front of those tamariki. So for every single teacher within all the sectors, because we've got preschoolers right up to high school teachers that have come in, and right up to kaumata and kuia that are listening right now to my voice, I want to acknowledge every single one. It is about increasing our knowledge. And given that, you know, we are going to teach this out next year, where might we start? And what are the tools that are available to us? Hence the reason why we've gone through this 10-week learning, so that we might share, compare, contrast together. I myself personally, I'd like to go over some of the pages and chapters again, that I think would be really helpful. And if we start at page 29 and go through to page 44, 29 to 44, then we're talking about and looking at and learning about lots of the flora and fauna in our area, the seabirds, the sea species, where they are, how they were, what our knowledge around those taonga, those resources, how might we adjust our language so that it can marry with the narrative that is in our books. So if we're looking at the resources from page 29 to 44, all those taonga that are in there, it describes for you clearly. So if you are a type of person that likes to look at the life cycle of a species, then there is many examples that give you a really clear starting place. It shares with you the narrative around what the knowledge is of the people from that area that have watched that resource for generations and generations. It does spark interest in our mind when we think about the fact that a lot of those species are no longer there. So where have they gone? And if we look at what Whaia Makere was talking about in areas of the Parapara stream, we've talked about pollution and sewage breaks and how around our area, right around the Doubtless Bay area, that has been an ongoing issue for us. Where and how might we bring those political aspects into the classroom about really what is the council doing? What is the council doing? If you go to places like Chuck's Cove and the ongoing sewage breakages that have been going on there, you know, we've got many, many, many examples right around the country. Like you go to Te Aurere now, a traditional storehouse of kaimoana that has got so many, many, many stories around how rich and how abundant the kai used to be there. Right around that area from you know, if you're looking at Puketu, the island coming right around to Pātea, right around, you know, going right around to Pātea, which is where Haititai Marae is. So again, what I'm trying to say to our teachers is there are many examples and there where we can start. If we like looking at the life cycle of our different species, we can go in there. Given that we start usually at the end of January and as our school year begins, what is plentiful at that time? My old man would say, "Hau ngā kaia momo nāna." Yes, what's fat at the moment? Hey, hey. And what are the different indicators? Many hapu, many iwi know and identify that when the pohutukawa is in bloom around the Christmas season, it is another indicator that the kina and the kūtai, the kaimoana, is delicious and have at it. Again, there are many stories right around Ngāti Kahu that talk to us about when and how to gather. And that when the kai is and when the resource is in season, that is the time to get it. When it is not in season, then we don't gather it. Those are really good places that we can start. It takes us on a journey of right around Whatuwhiwhi, right around Whatuwhiwhi, so that, you know, I encourage you, how about, you know, Google Earth it and read it at the same time. If you're not, you know, really, really familiar, then you can go into the Google Earth and go around. If you're that teacher, you know, and you might want to do a 3D and create that with your babies, why don't you? I'm thinking of the different beaches, the different resources where you could have pop-ups, you know, and then the kids come up and they can read a little story about what they have learned or what they understand from that area. And that we're just talking about the coastline, but where and how might we start to effectively learn about who we are, what are our resource. I know that our country schools like Oturu and Pēdia and Oruaiti, you guys do that really, really well. I love the way that you encourage your children to think about the environment, te taiao, and encouraging them along the lines of parakore. So this, again, this resource, this book, looks to increase our knowledge around those areas. Okay, moving on. There is, pardon me. Then we go into the stories and the narratives of the different hapu. And that goes right around. If you're looking for what is the Ngāti Kahu mentality around psychology, around different areas, they can be found in here also. If I could respectfully remind you, you know, if you go to page 175, there is a lot of kōrero in there about what is tikanga. It clearly sets out for us what it is. If you want to know what the Ngāti Kahu psychology is around those areas, I encourage you to look into here, to pull that information out and, you know, compare and contrast it. Māori Master, he was a Ngāti Kahu man. We talk about Māori a lot. Makari Machu, Māori Master. Māori Master, you know, another great philosopher, Māori philosopher, you know, really into philosophizing. And if you like to, you know, get our kids to think laterally, because by when we get into those year 9, year 10 classes, we really do want them to be thinking broadly and laterally. It's the why, the how come. It's that stuff that we really want our tamariki to be pulling out. Page 177, it sets out clearly what ahikā is and kaitiakitanga. And so I encourage you to have a look. You know, that is a place going from page 175 through to 181. There are some really good places, information, useful information. Take a photocopy and highlight. Highlight the stuff that, especially so, you know, me, I like picking colour for the things that provoke me, that, you know, oh, really? You know, I know a lot of us are colour coding people, you know, so we like to pull out the different, you know, so the stuff that you understand or that you're familiar with, give that a colour. The stuff that is not familiar to you, then why don't you give that a colour? For me, I like using pink because it makes me think a lot, that colour pink. And how might we inform our knowledge so that when we start to stand in front of our tamariki, you've got a good basic grounding and the narrative of what our old people think and around that. So those are those pages there. We talked about the, you know, the rights of Indigenous people and that aspect. We talked about the Declaration of Independence. We talked about Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and I encourage you, have a go. Again, most of us had a go at Whaia Margaret's questions that she asked us, and a lot of us did really, really well. So I'm really congratulated about that. I don't really want to go on too much from there because you've had 10 weeks of being spoken to. You know, so we don't have to over talk. All we really have to do now is have a go. Have a go at writing a lesson plan. Have a go at writing a unit plan. If we're going to say in our unit plan, then we want to do 5 weeks, 10 weeks of a certain area. You know, it's easy. We could do one term easily of just your general location, your school, the mountains closest to your school, the rivers closest to your school, the marae closest to your school. Then you can look at the resources, you know, of the sky, of the land, of the sea that is close to you, and then you will see the narratives around them. I, again, am encouraged around the things that we are doing right now for our environment. And then now I believe the challenge for all of us is how might we feel the fear and do it anyway around language acquisition, te reo Māori, so that little girls like Rangi can hear her name being spoken, Rangi. It's not Rangi, it's Rangi. And, you know, things like that, so that now, a lot of us do it unconsciously. You do not know. And so through the 10 weeks, I've been trying to talk to you that if we start with the simple places like pronouncing names, let's go right back to the vowel song. A, E, E, O, U. I'm not encouraging you to sing that with your tamariki because they're all going to get bored, but I encourage you to do it at home. Please look in the mirror. Please look at your mouth. You know, we know the Italians say it too, and so do many cultures. Ah, e, o, u. And if we can go there and start there, get used to, you know, having a go, so that when we come to the words, we do hear many, many tribes, you know, around the countryside, the motu, and you hear different dialects in our area of Doubtless Bay. So what are ngamita kōrero, if we're talking about dialects? If I can be helpful as we don't have a silent NG, yeah? It's not Ngāri Kahu, it's Ngāti Kahu. Ngāti Kahu. And that NG is a ng sound. It's not a silent G with a loud N, n, no. The R sound is really an R sound, so that rangi sounds like ra, 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 rangi. It's not rangi. It used to be, and again, My dad used to talk like that, and it's an indicator of a moment in time, you know, of our people. Most of them were native speakers, so their English was immaculate. However, let's come back to what we're talking about. If you're coming over to places like Kinana, Kinana Marae, Mangonui, and you're going out towards the Whangaroa area, you will hear a blend of the H sound. For the WH, it's more of a H sound. You will hear Hakarongo. And the R is a real owl sounding type of L. Hakarongo. Huh? Let's have a go. Hakarongo. Toru pa. Hakarongo. It's not an L, it's a roll. Your tongue is brushing the roof of your mouth to make a L. It might sound to an English ear as an L, but just keep on practicing. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you go back and you listen to the native speakers of those kaumātakuia from that time, that is the reo that you will hear. And just again, indicators. Well, those of us that are mainstream teachers, what I'm trying to talk to you about to now is around, you know, our pronunciation of our words. But if you just want to start next year, 2022, with looking at R, E, E, or U and making a commitment to get that as close to being 100% perfect as you can, then again, do the best that you can. I want to mihi to the mainstream teachers that have come on since week one and have really given it a bloody good go at learning, at acquiring, at building your knowledge base. I congratulate you and I thank you for doing that. Mo tātou, ngā kai ako reo Māori, ewa, e mihi atu ana ki a tātou. Ane ngā kōrero, mo tātou, hei oranga mo tātou. Now that I've said that, let's close the book. Because what we really need to be doing is talking to each other, really. And how might we have a meaningful discussion? Not all marae are available to you when you ring the first time, so keep ringing. Keep ringing, keep having a go to your local marae. Again, you can find them through the website. You can find contacts and things like that. People like Whaerere Moana, there's only one of her. You know, she can't be everywhere all the time. But if we schedule, just we know how to make a calendar, then people like her and others can attend and speak to our tamariki. Whaerere Moana, I say her name unashamedly because she's an ex-educator and she's used to being in the classroom and she's used to dealing with our tamariki. A lot of our kaumātua and kuia are not educators. And so they do feel a little bit of anxiety around how they might talk to tamariki in a meaningful way so that they can make a meaningful link to them. Have a go to our kaumātua and kuia that are on with us tonight. You know, thank you very, very much. And let's make ourselves available. I commit to being available next year. It's really about calendar. February, we're all at Waitangi, you know, so let's wait till after February, end of February. That's a good time. But again, if we start to reach out to one another now, as we always do, and in term three, we're planning term four, et cetera, et cetera. If you're that school, like Pamapuria, that wants to do the whole year, the year before, oh, awesome. We just started doing that last year at Te Rangi Āniwaniwa. We planned 2 years forward. And it has really, really been beneficial. If you're that school, if you're thinking about doing that as your syndicate leader, then have a go. Get a hold of us because then we can really start to structure how we might support that. So again, la reo. If we're going wai raho raho, oh, te rorohuri. You know, and we talk about places like that, mate. Kahukura. Who was Kahukura? The fairy people, the net. Those narratives, those stories belong fairly and squarely in Ngāti Kahu. And that from that knowledge, that tupuna was able to share it with all of Māori, with all people on Aotearoa so that they might learn how to make nets and how to catch fish using a net. If we're interested in looking at marine studies, then why don't you look at the Ngāti Kahu net? Our net is kilometres long, long, long nets. Kaharua, refer to them as kaharua. Us and Ngāti Kuri, we are the two people up here that did that, had long nets. How long? Bloody kilometers long. Long as the days, my friends. And again, that was because of the peninsula. That was because they had the people to do it. And you know, in Ngāti Kahu, we talk about set it out at one area and pull it in at one area. And those areas aren't close, you know. So again, many of us love to go out onto the moana. How might we come back into our narratives and talk about them? We as the educators, if there's one thing that this book is full of, it's full of stories of how things used to be and people's knowledge around our pūrākau. What's a pūrākau? A pūrākau is a story that's based on genealogy. Some people would refer to the stories of Maui as being legends. To the people of Ngāti Porou, they are able to whakapapa to Maui, and so can Ngāti Kahu. Taking Maui out of the picture, my essence of what I'm talking about is pūrākau. Why I say pūrākau is a pūrākau is a methodology that we record our tūpuna and we celebrate the stories of our ancestors. Who were they, what they did, and what our link is, living link, to those people. That's a pūrākau. So if you can tātai, that's a pūrākau. Once upon a time in a land far, far away, that's called a pakiwaitara. A pakiwaitara. And a pakiwaitara, the purpose of a pakiwaitara was to encourage our children to be outside of the box thinkers about really exploring, comparing and contrasting and imagining what things might be. Another example, Hatupatu and the bird woman. If we look at that story, it comes from down in Rotorua. There are many tribes down there that can whakapapa to the tūpuna Hatupatu. And for those of us that like to play netball and support netball, we know that Rotorua, the area of Te Arawa, they have a competition named after the bird woman. That's called Kurungaituku. And many of us go down there and have, you know, and support our ladies and scream our heads off. What those are pūrākau, because they're based on genealogy, they're based on celebrating. I'm trying to take time here so that we, as the educators standing in front of our tamariki, have a good, clear understanding of what a pūrākau is. The majority of the kōrero in here is pūrākau kōrero, because you can hakapapa to it. It is living links from the past to the now. Yeah. Once upon a time in a land far, far away. This is narrative and things like that. So if we might clarify and contextualize what area we want to compare and contrast, and then we can look at narratives and we can compare a pūrākau. Yes. I talked about kahukura and the turehu and the fairy people and the net. Again, to people like Te Whānau Moana and Te Rorohuri, that's not a fairy tale, because that's their tūpuna and they connect to him, which brings in again our relations of patu koraha and on and on and on. It goes, all of us patu, tātou katoa. You know, we have links to it. So I encourage us to look at and celebrate there are so many areas, but we've spent 10 weeks talking to one another. So, you know, let's not go fast. Let's not try and rush anything through, ram it through. Tonight really is about deep reflection about where to from here. Where are we going from here, and how might we continue to assist our teachers, our educators, in whatever sector you are. For those of us that are in the preschool sector, I encourage you to look at the narratives, the pūrākau, pull them out, talk to our babies, share that with our babies so that they can see that right through all the sectors, you know, so that they can see that. We know that if we can assist children in finding meaningful ways to celebrate their own culture, their own self-identity, then they are less likely to self-harm and things like that. We know as educators that self-harm is an issue that is growing, and it has been for the longest time. And how might we assist around encouraging our children that there is so much to celebrate within their own identity, within their own culture? I encourage you to start there. I am not a psychologist. I do not profess to be a psychologist. But if we look at the narratives, the stories, the political thinking that has gone on in this book through the narratives of the old people themselves, that is more than enough as a starting place. Any questions? He pātai. I do want to go over the waiata, but I would like to give you some time.
He pātai nā te tauira, he tauira, which has come to me privately, so I'll just put it out there. It says, I would love to get my students to add Ngāti Kahu stories to Google Earth or other digital media, such as a web page that they create. Is it okay to have these stories shared on a scale like that?
And then I go to the kaumātua and kuia. I'm again, in all times, I encourage. We've got many kaumātua and kuia that are here tonight. Do you have a view? Would you like to contribute to tonight's kōrero? I'm looking at my handsome uncle, Lani.
I think she also means from the book, the stories that are in the book as well, as any other stories that may be out there.
Your thoughts, Uncle Lani?
Ah, kia ora anō tātou. I wasn't really expecting this, but however, you know, there are some beautiful stories, and I probably can relate to a lot of those, even myself, even like down at Te Ngāwhai, down at Hollywood. Because I used to live there with that old queer, you know. So that kōrero in this book, you know, it's so tika, you know, some of the kōrero there. But you know, I can remember they had a drain that they used to wash their clothes in, and yet one thing I couldn't get over, even though we weren't allowed to, but we swam in this creek. But it was always clean and clear, you know. So I suppose that was just one area that I can relate to in the stories there. But there is so many stories that are in there that reminds me so much of our old people. I know there was one there. I see the name of a John Walsh that was mentioned. I haven't actually read it properly because I knew the old fellow, his name was actually Jack Walsh. So it's just some of those things when I read them, and you talk about like old fellows like Walter Tipanier, you know, Hully's dad. They were big men, those fellas. And I think I could imagine him walking into the Tohiro factory. I can remember when all those old people, and a lot of people had stopped work, and I was at high school then, when that happened. And I can remember people from all over the place. And it was spoken amongst us at college when that was going on. So a lot of those things are absolutely true. So I'm so happy that this course has eventuated, because it's helped me to remember those things of the past. Kia ora anō tātou.
Kia ora ikanui to Kōrakaus.
Kia ora my cousin.
In respect of using the stories out of the book on web pages and things like that, the usual academic way of doing it is to make sure that you acknowledge the source, to make sure that you say that you've got the thing from Ngāti Kahu, Portrait of a Sovereign Nation. I was trying to think when that question came up, I saw it in the chat and I thought, oh, by crikey. We've shared all of this kōrero with us because we want our tamariki mokopuna to have it. But then when you get into things like web pages and Google and that sort of thing, oh, hang on a minute. That's right. Who are your publishers publish this? Who are your publishers going to say about it? And the usual story for us academics is so long as you acknowledge the source, and that's what Hilda was saying about plagiarism. Nah, if Hilda's still there. You cannot take stories from others without acknowledging where they came from. And if you think about the way we do tell these stories anyway, the kaumātua will always say, and in the old time, the old people used to say, and away they'll go. So you're always acknowledging where you got it from. So I think that's probably the answer to that question. So long as you acknowledge where you got it from.
The only thing I would add, Margaret, is in the book, we actually say that we're sharing this histories from six generations.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And it doesn't contain all of the stories.
Oh, right.
But it triggers for our rangatahi coming up to mine the memories and the kōrero of their kaumātua kuia, their nannies and papas now. So, of course, if your students are inspired to go to their nana and papa or their parents or whoever, uncles, aunties, and say, what can you tell us? Do you know about this? If they are researching, then they can share and expand on some of the stories. But as long as they, like Margaret said, attribute where they got the original one from. But if they would be inspired to go and expand on their on any stories that are in there, or get new stories from their whānau, that would be wonderful too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing that I've, before I forget for this course, is I'd like all of our teachers to think about the practical realities. This is something that I am just not an expert on at all, but think of the practical realities of an oral tradition and the fact that our traditions are oral. And the way we would talk those traditions so that we remember them as we would hear them over and over and over again. That's why I know the Te Whānau Moana stuff, because, you know, they keep talking about it, keep talking about this place, that place, what happened this place, that place, the other place, keep talking about it. And that's how oral tradition works, which is a quite different way of learning from the written tradition, where you hear it once and then you have to learn it off. And I know my uncle Mac in particular used to say to me, girl, put that pen down, listen and learn. And so that you can just talk about it. It's a completely different skill altogether from what we teach about writing. And I'd really love our kids to be able to do both, because if you can develop the children's memories to be able to recall and talk about a lot of these things, as well as being able to write it down and develop all sorts of resources out of it, then you're getting the best of both worlds out of that, because our kaumātua's memories are just encyclopedic as to what they remember, because they've heard it over. And that's why we love going to hui's, because you hear it over and over and over again. But that's how oral tradition works. And what you see in this book is oral tradition. Okay? That's why I want you to make sure the tamariki mokopuna hear it over and over and over. So.
And thank you, Uncle Lani. Thank you, Whaia Makere, for clarifying those points. That, wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome, educators, if we could do that? Hey, and then we can go through our area what we're talking about, you know, Google Earth and have the pop-ups and things like that, given if we work within the guidelines that Professor Mutu was talking to us about this evening, then we will be absolutely safe. Again, I want to remind us all, our desire about doing this 10-week course is to provide safety and resources to our educators around these areas. And again, the only stupid question is the question you didn't ask because you didn't want to, you know, look silly or sound silly. Ask it. Pātail, you know, that's what tonight is for. With the context those of us that want to, Māori kids love talking about themselves. You know that. I know that. If they want, you know, with their family tree and things like that, what I want you to know that through this book, you know, you talk about, we're talking about the generations right from the beginning. You know, we come down from the time of Maui, the same Maui that fishes up out there, that guy, you know, and then we come right down through Parata and we still keep on coming down and it's in here. For those of our mokopuna in our wharekura classes, you know, in our senior schools, great project for our year nines going right through to year 13 about how they might grow their genealogical tree so that they might see the richness, who are, you know, what is their links to these different people. If we're talking about ruakaramia waka, waipapa waka, we're talking about two waka that aren't identified as mamaru, but they certainly did arrive here and we are the living result of them and the intermarriages of those people, you know. And ruakaramia moe huri was a real tupuna. And, you know, when we're talking about the story of Mongo Nui and things like that, not forgetting the richness of the of places like Tagahue, of Manga Taiore. And if we're talking about Pāmapuria, you know, and our connections through Tarawhati and Tukotia. Again, those two women are the women from Te Pātū of Ngāti Kahu, and then they welcome their man from Te Rārua, and the story of growing kumara, of the kumara growing, you know, competition. Those are all there as indicators of how Kaitaia got its name, but more so, who are the hapu? Where are the living links? Those are all things like that. Okay, what's the time? We are so over time. We don't have...
Yes, I was just going to ding the bell to say we are coming. I know we love each other's company, and some of you are going to really miss these evenings, but it is time to bring it home. And I've just asked Margaret how you want to bring this home, and what we need to do is send an email out to everybody, Margaret, after tonight, to say what's the next steps in terms of bringing us together for a physical face-to-face at some point before the end of this year. But kia koe e hoa. Ko koe te rangati.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe whaia anehira. Tēnā hoki koe whaia mākere. Tēnā koutou katoa. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. E hoa mā. Tēnā tātou katoa. You have a good day at mahi tomorrow in the classroom as you're standing in front of those tamariki. Know that I'm grateful and that we are all grateful. Do your thing. Do it well. You be that educator. You be that person that shows our tamariki that there is another way and that we can do this and we can be Ngāti Kahu. No reira, tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā la tātou katoa. I'm going to close us with a word of prayer. E te whānau, kia ino I tātou, kia tau. Kia tātou katoa, te atawhai o tō tātou ariki a iu karaiti, me te aroha o te atua, me te pipi ngātahitanga ki te wairua tapu, ake, 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 amine. Tēnā koutou katoa e te whānau, what a wonderful 10 weeks it's been. Thank you very, very, very much. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. O Māori e family, tēnā koutou.
Thank you, thank you.